For Celtic fans of a certain age, the name Bobby Evans will immediately bring to mind Billy Connolly chanting his name in the club's centenary video. But Evans was so much more than just this. He was an icon of the 1940s and 1950s, witness to some of the club's most celebrated moments, although was involved in some controversy too. This is his story. Born in Glasgow on the 16th of July 1927, Robert Evans grew up as a huge football fan. His entry into the sport came in school and boys' brigade games. Eventually, he moved on to junior football and turned out for different sides, including Pollock and St Anthony's. His performances at this level soon attracted attention from senior clubs. At this point, Bobby was playing as a forward, although later in his career he would become better known playing in deeper lying positions, both in the midfield and defence. Despite having interest from different clubs, it was Celtic Park where Evans would finally settle for the bulk of his playing career. In the midst of World War II, just after he turned 17, Evans put pen to paper for the Celts on the 23rd of July 1944. Within 3 weeks, he had pulled on the famous green and white hoop jersey for the first time. This came in a wartime regional league fixture against Albion Rovers, with the men in green enjoying a 1-0 away victory. Bobby impressed on his debut and was clearly destined for a big Celtic career. His first Celtic Park appearance followed a few weeks later, but it was very much a moment to forget as the boys were hammered 4-0 by Rangers. Any disappointment felt in this defeat was reflective of Celtic's general experience in this era. Although football mattered much less than the ongoing war and its effects, Bobby's early years as a Celt were a hugely difficult time for the club. Perhaps the best example of this came in the 1947-48 season. In the modern era where Celtic have enjoyed such domestic dominance, it can be difficult to imagine a time when this was not the case. But in April 1948, Celtic were staring at relegation in the face. On the 17th of April, the boys travelled to Dens Park. The team knew that anything less than a win would mean their safety was not guaranteed. Bobby was one of the players, but in a different position than normal. He was persuaded to turn out as a halfback rather than forward. This move, and the entire game, proved to the Celts' advantage. Despite trailing, a perfect hat-trick from Celtic's Jock Weir meant that relegation was avoided. Still, it would be some time before the boys and Bobby Evans would truly have something to celebrate. By the early 1950s, Evans had firmly established himself as one of Celtic's most important players, being used in midfield and defence. He was celebrated by fans for his tough tackling and good reading of the game. Despite having been at Celtic Park since 1944, Evans was yet to celebrate any major trophy wins. He had won the Victory in Europe Cup, the Glasgow Cup and Charity Cup, but both the player and club desperately wanted some national silverware. Evans' first major success came in 1951. In April, the Celts went to Hampden to face Motherwell in the Scottish Cup final. An early John McPhail goal gave the boys victory, and Bobby had his first national medal. The following month, Bobby and the Celts went on the trip of a lifetime. They sailed to North America, where they played 9 games across the United States and Canada. As part of this, the recently won Scottish Cup was displayed before each match. When the Celts returned to Scotland, it was to claim another prize. As part of the 1951 Festival of Britain, the Glasgow Corporation arranged a football tournament called the St Mungo Cup. The boys reached the final, where Aberdeen stood in front of them. It was a very memorable night for Bobby Evans, and another example of his versatility. Although he started in defence, an injury to goalkeeper George Hunter meant that Bobby had to spend 12 minutes between the goalposts. By full-time, he was back in his outfield position, and Celtic had enjoyed a 3-2 victory, despite having been 2 goals down at one point. Having won 2 trophies in a matter of months, Evans hoped this was the start of a prolonged period of success. However, from a national perspective, this didn't inspire the Celts onto greatness. but 2 years later, Bobby was part of an achievement which is still celebrated and sung about by Celtic fans, even to this day. The coronation of Queen Elizabeth included a 1953 football tournament featuring top sides from across Britain. Celtic entered, but were expected to simply make up the numbers. Their recent on-field performances did not inspire confidence of victory. This, though, proved to be entirely wrong. The Celts faced Arsenal in the first game and enjoyed a 1-0 victory. Evans was singled out for his contribution, with one report saying, quote, "Arsenal must have thought a cyclone was at right half." In the next round, Manchester United proved to be no more of a challenge. This time, Celtic secured a 2-1 victory, with Bobby again praised for his efforts on the night. Famously, the final took place in a Hampden covered in green, white and gold, as the Celts took on Hibernian. Goals from Neely Mochan and Jimmy Walsh meant that Bobby and his teammates celebrated winning the Coronation Cup. Bobby's overall Celtic contribution was noted in 1953, when he was voted Scottish Player of the Year, a testimony to how even those outside of Celtic Park viewed him. All of these achievements proved to be the catalyst for more success for the player and club, with season 1953-54 being the high point of the 1950s for Celtic. By the end of that spell, the club had won their first league title for 16 years, and Bobby had his first, and only, league winner's medal. When the Scottish Cup was won a week later, the Celts had claimed a double for the first time in 4 decades, with Bobby right at the heart of this success. By 1956, major changes were afoot that would affect Bobby and let him write more Celtic history. Jock Stein's ongoing injury problem had 2 impacts on Evans. Firstly, he moved back into defence to replace Stein, which many people believed allowed Bobby to prolong his own career. Also, Evans did not just replace Stein as a defender, he also took over as club captain. Such an honour showed the regard in which the man was held by the club, players and fans. Within months of this appointment, Bobby had led his team to the final of the League Cup. Although this competition had been running since the conclusion of World War II, Celtic were yet to experience any success. In October 1956, Partick Thistle hoped to claim the trophy. They had lost the 1953 final, whereas Celtic were at this stage for the first time. Neither side was able to claim victory in the first game, so a replay was needed. This time, a comfortable 3-0 win meant Celtic had won the League Cup. Bobby became the first Celtic captain to hold aloft the trophy. Next season, this competition would have an even more momentous conclusion. With Bobby continuing to captain and drive forward the team, in 1957 Celtic again reached the final. Rangers stood in front of them, and the Ibrox men were firm favourites. In the lead-up to the game, it seemed even the Celts didn't think they would win. A dressing room fight between Evans and Charlie Tully highlighted the nerves and worries felt by the Celtic players. But such a belief proved to be completely misplaced, and the conflict between the two men was quickly forgotten. On a sunny day at Hampden, Celtic set a British Cup final scoring record by hammering the Ibrox men 7-1. Bobby once again proudly collected the trophy on the club's behalf, and his place in Celtic legend was assured. As well as wearing Celtic's green and white, Bobby regularly pulled on the dark blue shirt of Scotland. He made his international debut in October 1948 and went on to win 48 caps. This included playing all 3 Scotland games in the 1958 World Cup finals, captaining the side for the first of these. In addition, Evans represented the Scottish Football League 11 25 times, more than any other player, further illustrating his reputation across the Scottish game. As much as Bobby and the Celtic support had enjoyed defeating Rangers 7-1, this victory proved to be his last hurrah when it came to success. The next time Celtic won a national trophy was in 1965, following the return of Jock Stein to the club. By that time, Bobby Evans had long since moved on. His Celtic career ended in 1960, with his final game being a 3-all league draw with St Mirren, despite the Celts having at one point led by 3 goals. Reflecting his age, Evans' influence had been on the wane. He even ended up in a newspaper argument with a supporter after he deliberately handled the ball during a Scottish Cup tie. His departure came amidst arguments and controversy. The Celtic board had promised to buy him a house, but then withdrew this offer, saying it was only to happen if he finished his career when still playing for the club. However, this was not the main problem. In 1960, Bobby was publicly named as a man who had tried to bribe a fellow player to throw a game. In this era, the rumours of bribes and players betting on matches in which they appeared were common. In fact, Bobby admitted that he had done so, but claimed it was said in humour. The issue was never fully resolved, and a cloud of suspicion remained over the ex-Celt, although people who watched Bobby or played with him always said they did not believe he would ever deliberately lose a game. After leaving Glasgow, Evans had something of a nomadic footballing experience, appearing for numerous clubs across different countries. Firstly, he headed south to the bright lights of London, where he spent a season at Stamford Bridge. Chelsea paid £12,500 to secure his signature. However, this proved to be only a temporary destination. He then moved to Newport Town, acting as player manager, but by 1962 was back in Scotland. Evans turned out for Morton and also for Lanark, where he worked as a coach. His final footballing destination was Stark's Park, and he helped Raith Rovers win promotion to Scotland's top flight before retiring in 1968. This ended his association with football. He never went down the line of coaching, especially not at Celtic Park. Bobby instead worked in different roles outside the game, including selling insurance and as a warehouse driver. In his latter years, Bobby suffered numerous health problems, including dementia and Parkinson's disease. He lived in Darrick Nursing Home in Cumbernauld, then died on the 1st of September 2001 at the age of 74 in Monklands Hospital. Celtic commemorated his life with a minute's silence during a home game against Dunfermline. And then in 2008, his contribution to Scottish football was publicly acknowledged when he was inducted into the Scottish Football Hall of Fame. For many supporters who watched Celtic in the 1950s, Bobby Evans was often cited as being their favourite player. Indeed, Fergus McCann, the man who saved Celtic in the 1990s, said exactly this. Whether Bobby Evans was a man you ever saw play or not, his place in Celtic history is assured. A club captain who had the privilege of lifting various trophies whilst wearing green and white, he will always be celebrated by supporters. If you want to learn more about Celtic history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter X and Blue Sky. You can also take part in free Celtic walking tours. Visit celticwalkingtours.wordpress.com for more information.